Wisconsin Electric Power Company has more than 1 million customers in Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The company says soon it won't be able to provide power for all of them with its current plants, and the transmission lines that allow Wisconsin Electric to buy power from other states are overtaxed. So the company wants to expand a coal-fired power plant 20 miles south of Milwaukee. That would add 2 coal-burning units and double the plant's size and output. Paul Shorter is the manager for site coordination.
From the infrastructure standpoint, if the state wants to grow and attract business, I think that's one reason. The other reason is to meet that growing demand of about 2% a year, which is related to telephones, TVs, VCRs, computers. We're always asking for more, and companies are producing it, and they have to be supported by energy.
On a windy spring morning, Shorter is standing on the roof of the existing plant. As waves crash on the Lake Michigan shoreline, Shorter looks north, pointing out the site for the expansion.
Now, this whole area over here is going to be excavated for placement of the new facilities. There's going to be about 5 million cubic yards of dirt that we're going to move around on the property. Part of it is to cut down that bluff to get everything down to the level of this current facility.
Shorter sees power and progress, but a nearby resident, Ann Brodeck, sees something else.
As you look at the plant now as it sits on the shore, it looks kind of like a looming prehistoric monster kind of on the edge of the shore. It just is dirty and huge and on a shoreline of a beautiful lake. This is not where that should be.
Brodeck lives just 10 miles south of the plant, near the shore of Lake Michigan. She's among area residents and environmentalists who've been fighting the plant ever since Wisconsin Electric started trying to get state approval. Bruce Nillis is senior Midwest representative for the Sierra Club. He says the expansion would destroy a half mile of shoreline that's home to birds and wildlife. And he says the Great Lakes region doesn't need more coal-burning plants.
The proposal is using technology that we created basically back in the 19th century, grinding up the coal and burning it. We know that releases mercury into the environment in very large amounts. All the new studies are showing that we already have far too much mercury in our environment, and once it's in the environment, it doesn't go away. Every lake, river, and stream in the state of Wisconsin has a fish consumption advisory, including Lake Michigan, because there's too much mercury in the fish.
Wisconsin Electric defends its plan to build coal-burning units. The company says the units would use new, cleaner technology and meet the requirements of the Clean Air Act. It also says improvements at the existing plant would cut pollution in half. Wisconsin regulators agreed with the company and approved the plan. Opponents sued. They say the state failed to require a complete application for the plant. They also say regulators didn't look at alternatives, like a natural gas-fired plant. Last fall, a circuit judge agreed with the opponents of the plant. The regulators and Wisconsin Electric appealed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is where the case is now. The court could give the go-ahead for the plant expansion, or it could throw out all or part of the proposal. Meanwhile, opponents like resident Ann Brodeck are glad their argument is still alive.
I would think that every bordering state, including Canada, would be speaking out against this thing. This is going to affect everybody. And we're not going to give up, and there'll be suits. There'll be lawsuits. We'll do everything we can.
The state Supreme Court is expected to announce its decision by this summer. Wisconsin Electric hopes an answer comes by then. It wants to have the new coal-fired units operating by the summer of 2009, and it'll take about 4 years to build them. For the GLRC, I'm Annalise Henzel.